Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Comedy Trap House.
It's some bros in this house.
Yeah. Said you fucking with some long ass penis.
That's loud.
Said you fucking with some long ass penis.
That
loud. Yeah, you fucking with some long ass penis. Whoa.
Park this long limousine in that little garage.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Cam.
Me in my lap.
Yeah, I thought you said you're in your lap. No.
Me in my lap.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, all right.
What, you don't want to talk about my lap?
Well, now I don't want to talk about nobody's lap.
Why?
I only talk about my lap.
I don't want to talk about that.
Oh, well, that's double standards. You, why,
what you mean?
Why we can talk about your lap, I can't talk about my lap.
Because your lap ain't proven. It's proven that my got a lap.
No, mine's proven too.
What you mean?
What you mean?
What you mean?
I mean, I got lap.
I got lap too.
So we just lapping it up.
We lapped up in here. That made some guy on here very uncomfortable.
Or some guy on here very happy. It could go either way.
True.
It could go either way. Since we already on lap, so if anybody is a Marvel fan, I just want to let you guys know that some historic things happened this weekend, this past weekend. So anybody who is a Chris Evans fan,
sounds like someone getting a lineup outside.
It might be. So we got a neighbor next door. They be doing a lot of work, but we'll never see nothing come from it. It'd be a lot of noise back there. But Chris Evans, Captain America, he had a lap leak. And dreaded, run from it. It arrived on the internet. All I seen was Chris Evans trending, and
his Captain America got out.
His Captain America got out. His
Winter Soldier got out.
His little Avenger got out. I think what happened was he posted a story, but you know how you can see the gallery at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was in the gallery, so he been shooting it up. He been sending the flicks. He been sending the foot. I can't be mad at. That's how I want my Captain America to be. I mean, do you?
I say, well, he white, but usually I say, if you're gonna do it, crush the blacks. Man, we talk about
what's the opposite of crush the blacks? He got to bring up the what's that? The opacity?
Nah, it'd be invisible.
So, but yeah, that happened. Yeah. Anytime,
I'm glad I missed that story.
Yeah, yeah. No, I seen it. It just, I was like, oh, this is interesting. I didn't see the penis. I seen the leak that he got leaked. But it just goes. It's like one of them things. It's such a double standard that, like, when men get their dick pic leak, it don't really. It just be like, all right, it's a dick. It was a dick on the timeline. But for some reason, like when women have their nudes and stuff, Lee, it's more sacred. Like it's more of a, like, oh my God, you know what I'm saying? Like it's a.
Well, it's usually we want to see that. Nobody no, really wants to see dicks out here.
Yeah,
to be honest.
I mean, some girls do, some girls don't.
But majority of girls, they get sent dick pics from anonymous men all the time. They don't like it.
That's true.
Everybody like a nude from a girl.
It's art. It's art. So it's just like, it's just funny because like, if one of us got a nude leaked, it's gonna be funny. But
just hope it was the good day.
Oh man, that's the scary part.
Because like, no matter what you say, it's just what they see.
Hey man, hey yo, come on man. I was vulnerable that day.
I was soft. It was cold.
You can say all them things, but it's like, listen, brother. This what the world got. First impressions
everything.
Damn man, that's scary.
First and penis everything.
First and penis impressions.
It's everything. So,
but yeah. So,
hopefully, they still come to the box office at the same time.
I think once your nude is leaked, it's a good opportunity to capitalize. You know what I'm saying? If your nude get leaked as a man, this is your opportunity to do your OnlyFans. Like it's already out there now. So now it's like, all right, well if they like it,
if it's already out there, then it's over.
But that's what
they pay for to solve the mystery.
That's one angle. So, you saying they might just come for 1 month.
Like the reason you get OnlyFans is you interested. You've been following this person, I want to see what they look like naked.
Yeah.
If you already seen it, why I'm gonna pay?
But now he can do like little cosplay, you know what I'm saying, with the Captain America, and like he could do different things on the.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
He has been Captain America and in all the Avengers. He don't need money. There's no reason for him to do OnlyFans. Unless he's just a very sexual person that just wants to put his penis out to the world.
All right, well, Chris, I hope everything is all right. You know, shout out to you and your. It's funny, a lot of fans were defending him. They was like, "Leave him alone. This is his privacy. And when you captain, you got respect.
Private parts, so it makes sense.
Leave his private and his private parts alone."
So, in other ridiculous movie related news, they said in Fast 9 they're going to space.
They're going to space.
I don't know, like the full movie gonna be in space, but at least it's gonna be a space scene. And I said, obviously, we all know Fast and Furious don't care no more. They don't give a buck about nothing.
They front seat
what's
McCoy.
Real, what's not real.
Yeah, they don't care.
But I'm like, what are they going? Are they going to drift off the Saturn rings?
Here's the thing. There's a lot of stuff you can do in space. I'm just trying to figure out how they're getting up there. What are they doing up there? And I bet you Vin Diesel ain't going to have no helmet on. Because in every movie he does something ridiculous, so I'm sure he's not gonna have a helmet on. He gonna fly from one rocket to the next. What is the point where it gets so ridiculous that it's like, all right, I cannot watch this?
It's been.
They haven't been good. I don't care. Listen, I know we probably got some diehard Fast and Furious listeners to hear. I'm sorry, y'all. It's been bad. It's been really bad. It's ridiculous.
He should have been dead about 20 movies ago.
Because the thing is, it's like ridiculous movies are fun to enjoy, granted. But it's like they never really established how ridiculous it was going to get until it just went there. It wasn't like a statement said that, like, we know some of these stunts can get out of hand. No, they just took it there. And we got to the point where it was like,
they don't care no more.
Where it started was that long runway. That's where I said, all right, the runway and The Rock throwing grown men like they are toys around. Men the size of him, big niggas, just throwing around like they toys. Then he had one where this nigga is in a cast and he just goes and breaks the cast.
This nigga Rock ripped off a cement desk off the jail cell. They were doing ridiculous shit.
And then this nigga, he pushed a torpedo. I'm looking at the camera, y'all. There's no man out here. There's gonna be a torpedo flying full speed on ice towards somebody. And you just gonna cruise up beside it and go bink, and it's just gonna move. One, it's gonna be hot. Hand gonna be burnt off. It's just not gonna. Two, it might explode. Like it's just ridiculous stuff that's going on in these movies. It's ridiculous stuff.
All I know is that they're gonna have either a car that's gonna orbit back to Earth
in space, yeah,
or it's gonna be a car that gets gets back into the spaceship.
What if it's like a Transformers type of like crossover?
I didn't like Transformers either.
You don't like none of this.
They just don't want me there.
Transformers or
both? Both. Especially Fast and Furious. They don't want me there.
Yeah.
They're doing everything.
Would you watch Transformers over Fast and the Furious? That's a good question for you.
No, because I know at least if I watch Fast and Furious, I'm gonna be laughing at how ridiculous it is, and I'm gonna have content for the podcast to come back and say how ridiculous it was. So I'll watch Fast.
Do you think the writer's room is just like, all right, we've done it all, so left space is the only thing?
No,
left.
I think they say, fuck it, we have the green light to do whatever we want because they accepting whatever we want. So. Someone said, why don't we go to space? Someone said, that's ridiculous. They're like, hey, let's explore it. Why not?
And see, I can't be mad at creative vision. I can't be mad at that. We've thought about wild stuff. We didn't have a budget to do it necessarily, but we thought about wild stuff. But I still think it's probably in the means of the story and what makes sense.
I'm okay with it because they okay with it. Because they committed to they don't give a fuck. They don't care what they do now. They're past that. They're not trying to make the most legendary, the best movies. They're just making the most entertaining movies for people who like ridiculous things.
Because let's think about it. Let's not be biased. Can we talk about, I mean, for those of us, let's talk about John Wick, the third one, like the whole knife scene. It's a bit ridiculous. It's a bit ridiculous.
That's a little more believable than the shit they're doing Fast, because
it's believable.
If someone can be trained enough to fight some other people with knives and your adrenaline is going, of course you're going to get stabbed.
But you know that knife scene was wild.
It was.
But he did get stabbed up too.
More ridiculous than this nigga getting on the hood of a car. Driving, jumping, someone is falling in the air, snatch them out of midair, go and then backwards. Land on another car. And
this
is ridiculous shit.
Yeah, so there's a means to ridiculousness, not MTV2, but there's a means to it. You can be ridiculous, but maybe throw in some real. Let's break down this scene, the bridge scene. We're talking about Fast 6 bridge where he is on the roof. I mean, on the hood of the car. He flies off, boom. What could have made that a little bit more realistic?
That he died or got paralyzed.
He would have to get hurt to be any type of realistic.
Everything went perfectly right, and there's just no way that's going to happen.
Gotcha.
Maybe one in a number that we don't even can conceive, because this man jumped off the hood.
Jumped off the hood.
He had the time. His momentum, the momentum of the person he's catching, and then the person who caught both of them.
Perfect time.
What's the chance? There's three things that have to go right. That's crazy.
And then you have to land on another car to safely land.
No injury.
Yeah, you got to get injured, man.
We don't ever see him work out, train.
Yeah.
So it ain't like his body's built for punishment.
Yeah. Okay, because like, let's take it to Creed 2. Creed 2, he had that whole training scene before, you know. Then when he get in the ring, he getting beat up.
He got his ass whooped still with all that.
He got his ass whooped, but you can see it, the hurt. You believe the hurt. You understand like he trained. And when he wins, you get it because he been training. We ain't seen Vin Diesel lift one thing or fly through nothing or...
We going on a knife movie. He barely been hurt. Like, he's always doing life-threatening things, and he always lives.
This is very true. So I think what we got
to
do...
In the last trailer, the nigga jumps off a cliff and he gets connected, luckily, to a plane, the little hangar from the plane.
Is that where they jumped and they shot the stuff out the car and attached to the helicopter?
Yeah, whatever that is. That's just saying. Wild. See what I'm saying?
That's like you jump off a cliff in the car, you shoot something, attach it, and then it rolls you around back. It's like
What's the chances?
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ah, that's what it's like to break a bad habit. I get it. We all get it. We've been there. But here's something that'll give you a breath of fresh air. It's not about giving up. It's about switching up. Fume takes your habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. So listen up. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that does just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. You get it? I got it. We got it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy. You get it? I got it. We got it. Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts with magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety and all that type of stuff. Things I personally like about Fume. It comes with several different flavors. You put one in, you get that sweet, delicious taste that I personally like. How about the feel? You know, the fidgeting, the balance of it. It's just, you know, you want to do something with your hand sometimes. You just don't want to have it in your pockets or just hold it, you know, just stiffen out. You want to do something with it. Fume gives you a chance to do that. Plus, Fume just released a magnetic stand for your Fume, so no more losing it. Stop treating it like your car keys and you forget it every time you leave the house. It's built for fidgeting in mind. Start the year off right with the good habit by going to tryfume.com/trap and getting the journey pack today. Fume is giving listeners of the show 10% off when they use our code TRAP to help make starting the good habit that much easier.
I would never come up with that because I'm not good at math. That takes a lot of math, a lot of coordinates.
No, takes a lot of math in real life, not in a movie. You just say, this is what I want them to do. This
yeah,
is
the movie happen. You can do whatever.
Yeah.
We got to make something ridiculous. The slow and the angry, because they had the fast and the furious. So
we going to the next subject. Go to the next subject. I'm done with that.
Since we talk about stuff that's trash, I know we're going to get a lot of arguments about this. We don't care. Me and Cam are completely 100% on the same side on this.
And I wish Emmanuel was here.
I wish he was here.
He would be on the opposite side of this one, at least.
I'm making this statement. I want anybody to combat me. I want anybody to argue it. I'm making this statement right here on this podcast. Blue cheese is trash. Not that it's not good. Not that it's overrated. Blue cheese is trash. Dumpster juice, booty hole trash.
It stinks.
It tastes bad.
It looks like pus.
And it looks like pus. It's mold. From a pimple. It's mold. I don't like it. I don't want it in nothing. I don't want the dip. I don't want the crumbles. Get blue cheese the fuck up out of here.
I know people that eat a lot of blue cheese. Y'all shit stink. I'm talking about like potent.
People that eat blue cheese don't really have goals in life.
Yo. Well, every time I look at it, it look like pus from a pimple. Like a big zit. Y'all eating zit juice.
And here's the thing. When I was younger, I would like, when I would go
fat.
Yes. When I was younger, at a certain point in my life, I was fat.
Yes.
You jackass.
Did you like blue cheese then?
No, I didn't like blue cheese.
Oh, okay.
The size of me doesn't determine the taste of things.
Oh, okay.
So, when I was younger, and I would have blue cheese, immediately I knew, I don't like this. Like, as soon as I taste it, I was like, this not good. Because there's ranch. I think what happened was I went to a restaurant, they made a mistake and gave me blue cheese. I think that's how the first time I had it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you dip into a thing and it's real. I'm like, oh, no. You immediately know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pungent, disgusting taste. And I just don't like it. So I'm looking at everybody to tell y'all, blue cheese trash.
It tastes like cheese dipped in white paint.
Yeah. It's It tastes like if somebody burped and then tried to swallow it and then blew the breath out. It is nasty.
Like, just look at it. It's crumbly.
Yeah.
That is an acquired taste that I just do not.
That you're not going to acquire.
Never.
I think there's certain things where you can be like, oh, I can see me possibly, maybe. Not blue cheese.
Yeah, because there's things I like that I don't think are nasty. It's just not
it's not your thing. Yeah.
Like tea. I don't like tea.
You might
not necessarily nasty, but it's just aftertaste. It's a flavor. It don't rock with me.
Yeah.
But blue cheese?
Nasty.
That shit nasty.
The blue cheese nasty.
That shit tastes nasty.
The reason why I'm saying is because I had meal prep done. Shout out to Debbie. Appreciate the meal prep.
Debbie.
But I forgot to tell her no cheese. But not only did she put cheese in a certain salad, which isn't her fault because I didn't tell her, but she put blue cheese, and I'm going to eat the salad. I took a bite. I was like, oh nah, man, blue cheese ain't it. It ain't it. It ain't it. Just not it. That's like, if what would suck is if somebody, you know how they have the torture thing, they tie you up and they just come and just dump blue cheese in your mouth. I'm like, you got, tell us where. I'm telling whoever, whatever information they want, I'm telling. As soon as they dump the blue cheese in my mouth, I'm like, I'm not with this. I don't
just
like it.
Just smelling is bad as well.
It's smelling is bad. It's my feet. It's my,
they need that to wake niggas up when they knocked out. Put some blue cheese. They gonna wake up.
Put some blue cheese on there, and that shit ain't good. So that's, we made the statement. I know the arguments are gonna come. I'm ready. We ready for it. I'm ready to combat whatever you're talking
about. I mean, you say what you want. It's still gonna be nasty to me. Ain't nothing you can say to me that's gonna make it taste
yeah,
better.
Yeah, it's not gonna make it taste better.
It's gonna fall on
somebody
deaf ears.
Gonna come in here saying some silly ass shit talking about it's good, and we're gonna be like, nah, you're wrong. I know opinions are like opinions, but you're wrong. It's fact.
Like, we fully were prepared to have this debate with Emmanuel, because Emmanuel likes blue cheese.
I really didn't think he liked blue cheese. Oh, yeah.
I thought he said he did. I could have sworn he said he did.
We'll double check with him, but
we'll bring it back next week.
Yeah, no. So blue cheese is over, y'all. It's done. Blue cheese is out of here. I gotta make sure we post that because I know somebody going say something ignorant, some silly ass shit. It
tastes like Whiteout.
You wanna eat something that go on notebook paper? I wanna go back to school. Every time I eat it, I think about class. I don't want to be back in class. Elementary ass taste. Oh, man, we just had to get that out. Because we went on a rant yesterday talking about that shit nasty. Then we asked somebody else, too. And it was like, you like blue cheese? And they were like, oh, no, I don't like blue cheese. It's like when you say blue cheese, you want to go. Anytime you got to do that, you don't. you make that thing. It's a few times you make that face. You make that face when it's hot outside. You
smell some tart wap.
You smell some tart wap. Yeah.
When you walk in the bathroom unexpectedly after someone dropped a deuce.
Let me tell y'all this story since we on it. It's us two on here. We're going to be ignorant. So I'm at a certain somebody's house that we know very close and near and dear to us that have helped us out in a few things. And we were at like a function together. And so I was going to use the bathroom. I had to go pee. And this specific person is an older gentleman. And he was going. He was going to use the. I seen him go in the bathroom before me.
It finally hit me. I'm like, what story is this?
I seen him go to the bathroom before me. So I'm like, all right, I'm going to wait till you get out. So I went back outside and I seen him come out. I said, all right, cool. I'm going to go use the bathroom. Y'all. Yo. The bathroom felt like lava. Nick, it was hot. And so as soon as I walked in there, I was like, what the fuck is that? And it was sour. It was sour. Oh, I was like, oh, he shitted. Mind you, this is a gathering. I was like, why would he shit in this bathroom? He has his own bathroom. Yeah, like, it's his house.
That's what didn't make sense to me. Like, it's your house. You obviously know you got your bathroom in the master bedroom. Just go to the master bedroom and shit. When you know other people here got to use this one public restroom.
I felt like it was in my mouth. It was. So I was like, oh my. And then Cam was like, I know you looked yourself in the mirror. I was like, yeah, dude. I look.
Whenever you walk in the bathroom and it's stink, you look at yourself in the mirror. So you walk.
I kept trying to hold. And then we act like we could really. I was like, trying to hold my breath. I'm like, oh my God. Like, but the bathroom was hot. Like, I don't understand. Like, the only time I get it, maybe you had some spicy food, but it was heat in there. Like, I was like, this is some hot shit. It was just funny, though. I was like, that shit made me scrunch up hard.
Eating that blue cheese.
Yeah, he probably was eating that blue cheese. That shit had my face on scrunch mode.
Here's the worst thing. This is why I would have had to wait. Mm-hmm. Because if it smelled that bad, I can't go in there and risk coming out, someone's waiting to use it, and think I did that now. Because they ain't going to think someone else did
it.
They're going to think you did it. This last person.
Maybe that's what happened to him. Maybe I'm prejudging.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm prejudging.
Maybe it was the person before him, and it wasn't even him.
It could have been, but I'm blaming it on him.
I'm going to tell you, if I'm coming out that bathroom, say I had to use it, I'm coming out as you, I'm like, hey, bro. That wasn't me.
Yeah, just letting you know now.
That wasn't me.
Yeah. Ain't nothing worse. I've had to go shit on top of shit before, and that's tough. That's tough. In this house, I've definitely had my stomach hurt, and somebody, I might have been shit on top of shit with Cam, and somebody come out and be like, hey, I just shit in there. I'm like, I gotta go. And you in there suffering, because now you dealing with that shit and your shit.
But now it's better.
That's double trauma.
We got masks on us at all times. So now maybe that's going to help out with, you know, this shitty smell. But here's the thing. The greatest fear is shitting, coming out of there is a pretty girl.
Oh, man.
Because you know it's over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you can get her the number after she smell your shit, like, before you even holler, either she really like you or your game strong. Because I remember I was waiting on a public restroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting. Like, damn, they taking long. I had to pee. Finally hear I give the knock. Now I hear a voice in there. Someone's in here. It's a girl. I'm like, all right. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting. I'm like, man, I got to pee, man. Mm-hmm. Come on. She finally come out. She just walk out. She don't make eye contact with me like that. So I'm like, I get scared when someone don't make eye contact with me. Because I know what's
up. They're trying to get out of there.
She get out of there. I go in there, nigga.
Immediate face
cut. And then I looked at the mirror.
You be looking at yourself like yourself gonna tell you what just happened.
So nigga. Now I took the mouth breath. Just trying to just do the best I can. I get out of there. I said the first thing I'm doing to know if this was her or not.
Yeah.
To know she really guilty of this.
Mm-hmm.
If she don't make eye contact with me when I get out of here, she's still in this coffee shop.
Okay, if she still got
it. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
So I walk out. I see her at the end of the coffee shop, and the door's like a little bit before it. So I'm looking at her the whole time. She just damn working.
Yeah.
She just writing. I'm the only person up outside of the people that work here. So I'm just walking. I'm looking at her.
Mm-hmm.
She just. I'm like, I know you ain't writing that right now. I know you ain't writing. You got writers blocked where you was blocked up in there.
Nigga,
whatever you let out the... So,
following somebody's shit ain't fun.
So this is what I did. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, I'm going to test it by... As soon as I walk out the restaurant, I'm going to look back.
Mm-hmm.
She looking. So she didn't look at me the whole time. I turn, I walk out. I close the door and I look back. She looking at me then look down. I'm like, you dirty, booty little girl. You blue cheese,
you blue cheese eating ass,
girl. You blue cheese, booting ass, girl.
You blue cheese, booty ass, girl. Yo, it's like I dealt with that on a plane one time.
Oh,
y'all got to stop eating that airport food, nigga. That airport food is eating stomachs up. I went out for it was this old white lady. I remember. Ooh. I said that shit smelled like prejudice, dog. That shit was. I was like, oh, no. And she came out and go try to shut the door and go walk by me and just, like, kind of scoop by me. I was like, all right, I'm using the bathroom. Nigga, I walked in there. Boom. Oh, no.
Two things on old shit and one thing on old shit.
Yeah.
And one thing on bathroom.
Yep.
Airplane shit. Which one you want first?
Let me get the old shit.
Old shit. I smelled this old man shit so bad one time. I made a diagnosis right there. He going to be dead in 2 weeks. This nigga's shit was so bad. I said, yeah, he dead in 2 weeks.
So
he only got 2 more weeks on this earth.
That means his insides smell dead.
His insides are done. I said, he dead in 2 weeks.
Guaranteed.
He is in the ground right now.
Oh, man. That's
because
bad.
That shit smelled like death.
Damn, dog. Damn, that's rough. That's rough. That's rough.
Oh, my goodness. Now, airplane.
Yeah.
You know when someone shit, when they walking back from the bathroom, they try to walk slow so they win no beat. You said, look, if you sitting in the aisle and someone walk past, you're going to feel a little breeze if they walking at normal rate. Because, you know, it's so enclosed and small. So when someone shit, they usually try to walk down the aisle a little slower so
And they don't let the door slam either. They shut the door. They pull the door because the door slammed. That wind going to go.
Now, what they come out, they look at you, they give you a little head nod, then they try to get out of there. But so you don't know where they sitting, so you can look at them when you come out. But once they see you go in, then they slow down because they know they don't want that trail.
Imagine you sitting in the last row by the bathroom, and you get up go use the bathroom, and then they go sit down, so you don't know where they're sitting. But you're like, you come out, you sit back in your seat, and this you reaching out into the aisle looking, and then they look back and see you just looking at.
Yeah, I would just do.
I know that was you, Nick.
even in the airport bathrooms, I mean, the airplane bathrooms, when I go in there after somebody, I'm like, come on, I hope nobody waiting, praying. Thinking it's me.
Yeah.
And I got the blue cheese booty.
That's the name.
Blue cheese booty. No, I ain't got the BCB. Yeah,
You got before C.
I got before C.
BC.
Before cheese. Not the blue cheese.
You ain't got after cheese.
I ain't got the after cheese. I got the before cheese.
AD, you ain't got after doo-doo.
Yeah, man. Come on now. Stop it. All right. Let's get off doo-doo.
Yeah. I want to talk about some man shit, but I got to grab it out of my room. Fuck. All right, hold on. Hang tight, y'all. I got to grab it out of my room. Give me a second.
Here we go, y'all. As the host of the podcast, I feel like he should be way more prepared.
Hey, hold on.
And as you see, he's not prepared. I'm prepared. Just going to hold it down by myself until he gets back.
I'm back, y'all.
He don't knock nothing over, mess nothing up.
Okay, here we go.
Hopefully he's still in focus.
Okay, I should be still in focus. All right. Feel like I'm in focus. Okay. Okay. So.
And if I'm not in focus, he focused me, so.
I think you're in focus. Like, we can stop all that.
I think.
Stop all that. Cool. So I was looking. So I've been having. I've been using my phone wallet situation. You know, with the slits in the back of the phone, right? So I was like, you know what? I'm tired of doing that because I feel like what y'all don't know about me is I be leaving stuff places. Well, I'm sure we've talked about it on the podcast, but. I be leaving stuff places. And so I'm like, you know what? I need to do better because I don't want to leave my phone and everything be there. And plus, I had that same situation for a long time. So let me try something different. So I was online and I seen this company, CRBN Tech. They have premium carbon fiber essentials. And so it was like, cause you know how the internet can feel you thinking and stuff pop up. And so I seen wallets pop up and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And that's how I know I'm getting old because I'm clicking on stuff that when I got that as a kid, don't you give me no wallet. I don't want no wallet. Don't give me no socks. What else don't give
me?
Well,
here's the thing. As a kid, you ain't got no money. That's why you don't want no wallet. But as a kid, you don't give a fuck about socks. But when you get older, you realize how precious socks are.
Underwear.
Like, I got a hole in the back of my heel on this sock. I just noticed. I'm like, I got to throw them away after this.
That's last day. Because you at an age where you can't keep doing that. That's done. So I seen this wallet from CRNB Tech. And I just wanted to show y'all, it's really durable. It's carbon fiber, is really durable. It has a money clip on the back.
Let me see.
Because I get money. So it has a money clip on the back. See? It holds about 10 cards or so.
Oh, it looked like it done broke now.
So, it's super durable, cool. And then this is the coolest part to me. You take it. And the cards are inside, and then you hit the button, and your cards pop up. They simple to grab right there. It's real seamless, real small, sleek, fits into the pocket well. So shout out to them, and thank you guys for this, because I was like, I didn't want a big, bulky wallet no more. And because wallets can, especially when you're sitting on them, that ass started hurting after a while, and this will slide in my pocket, and I fuck with it. So it's just a little clicker up, grab your cards, slap them down, and you're good to go. So, shout out to y'all.
You'll lose it in 10 days.
I won't lose it, all right? I'm not going to lose it. But it's just fun. It just made me think. I was like, damn, dog.
Look like a hard drive.
It do look like you know, that might be a good little add to it. Maybe create. Maybe I can turn these into some hard drives, too. Hard drive slash wallet. And then, you know, give us a little bit of cut of the money if y'all sell some. But it's just funny. I just know there's a kid out there. If a kid was to come across this post or come across this right now, he'd be like, I don't give a fuck about what y'all talking about.
You don't get until you're older.
I don't want that shit.
There's certain things you don't get until you're older.
You like buying candles and shit now. Just the difference. They just, you like, man, this.
Man, we got a plan in here.
You got a plan
as
in
a
here.
Kid, what I'm gonna do with a plan?
Can't do nothing with no plan. So y'all go ahead, check them out, get your wallet, and yeah, get your life together. Cool. McDonald's. Let's talk about it. Travis Scott has a, would you say a deal? A spot? What do you call those? It's the Travis Scott meal. So it's $6, and it looks like it's called Cactus Jack's Favorites, which is Travis' three McDonald's favorites, all for only $6. Order yours today using the mobile app. So it's a quarter pounder cheese, Travis style. So dive into a quarter pounder with cheese stacked with Travis to-go toppings. Bacon, lettuce. It's a classic made iconic. And I'm like, but that's just a bacon. It's a burger with...
No, it's a Travis Scott burger.
All right, cool. Then you got a medium fry with barbecue sauce. Because real niggas get barbecue sauce when they order stuff. So they get barbecue sauce, they get aiolis.
Real nigga at McDonald's, though, would have got sweet and sour. But
or sweet and sour. There's nothing, and he said, there's nothing like hot crispy fries with tangy BBQ sauce. If you know, you know. All right. Then you got Sprite with ice. Straight up. Go for Sprite in a classic McDonald's cup. Oh, and ask for extra ice. Cactus Jack plus McDonald's merch. Cactus Jack plus McDonald's collection has dropped. Shop your favorites before they sell out. So they selling merch with the sandwich and a fry and a drink. And there's more to come with Travis Scott. You stay in the loop by signing up for the email.
I'm not signing up.
You know, listen, this, I'm telling you. Stay in the loop by signing up for the email to find out more about what Travis Scott doing with McDonald's.
Here's the thing. I'm going to say some things that's contradictory.
Okay.
It should be called Travis Not, because we not eating at McDonald's. Because
yeah, I'm not eating
McDonald's lunch trash.
Yeah,
even
yeah,
though not. We just had it 2 days ago.
Yes.
Not the lunch, but the breakfast.
We had the breakfast. Yeah, yeah.
And it wasn't the first choice. It just had to happen at this moment.
I'm not going to lie. It was good, but it wasn't like... It's got, I think we passed that
went
point.
We should have went with what I just suggested.
Yeah, yeah. I think
but
the pancake
you being
was
scary.
Little- What you thought? I know, but I was being scared. You the one went. You said it was a line. You
no,
was being
no,
scared.
But I, my other suggestion, but you
oh,
being scared.
Oh, that suggestion.
Yeah,
oh,
being
yeah,
scared.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. All right. But anywho, we shouldn't have been eating it. That's the whole point of the story.
Definitely shouldn't have been eating it, but as I told them, explained to them, some you know, some circumstances came into the play
yeah.
that we had to eat there right quick.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Fat me would have been all on this. It would have been a Travis go.
What would fat you had would have got?
I would have got the Cactus Jack.
You would have got two of them?
No, I only got two, but I definitely would have got, I would have had the, I might have got extra bacon on there, for sure. Extra bacon. The definitely with the Sprite. Sprite would have, Sprite be, yo, Sprite be strong as fuck. Sprite, it punch you when you drink it.
Sprite be like mouthwash. So you know, the mouthwash would be at the, would be burning your goddamn mouth.
You be like, shit.
Especially when you don't drink soda a lot.
It
be strong.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I mean, shout out to the business of it. I will say that. Shout out to the business of it. Because I'm trying to think, would we do something like that?
Yeah, yeah. But honestly, it would just have to make sense because, like,
but is that organic, though?
I don't eat McDonald's lunch. I don't
yeah.
know what his relationship with McDonald's
True.
I don't know if he's always said, I
True.
Love McDonald's, this and that.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it's just a money grab.
Sometimes
but
money grab.
If I did a McDonald's play,
yeah.
I don't eat any lunch. So okay. it'll have to be something with breakfast.
Last time you ate their lunch, you did not have a really good experience at all.
Last time I ate, every time I eat McDonald's, it's almost like I'm forced to.
Gotcha. Okay.
This time, the last time I ate it, I was on a layover in Chicago airport.
Yeah.
And on that terminal, I don't know if it was super late or super early, only had a McDonald's that I could eat something at from my diet.
It probably was super late because I don't think you would have ate. You probably would have got a breakfast something, I feel like.
Definitely. Yeah. But... All I could get was the fish sandwich. And when I tell you,
boo-boo.
That shit was the most mediocre meal. First, I forgot they put cheese on. I said no cheese, I think. Mm-hmm. They put cheese on there, and the cheese not even melted. It's just like they took it out the fridge, slapped it on there, and then the fish wasn't even crispy. It was mushy. Mm. Like I'm eating with no teeth.
Mm, mashed potato.
Like fish. It was like mashed potato fillet. Mm. And I'm like, this is the most regular. So halfway, I just threw the sandwich away. I'm like, let me just eat these goddamn fries. Lunch.
I remember when I was younger and didn't know no better, I ate the fish fillet sandwich thinking like, oh, okay, this is all right. But then once you grow up and have quality fishes, it's hard. Like, favorite fish between these two people in here is grouper. Grouper be fire.
I love grouper.
That's one of my favorite fishes now. When Cam introduced me to grouper, I said, I'm in this group. I'm Groupon. Because I'm here for it. Because that shit be good. So you can't, it's hard for you to step out and eat a fish sandwich that, like, it's mushy, nigga. Oh.
Like, at least, like, first, I'm not the biggest fan of fast food fish sandwiches.
Yeah.
But if I have to do it, I would go to Burger King before I go to McDonald's.
And that's not even good.
That ain't the best, but yeah. It's better than the fish fillet. Okay. Like, every time I had a fish fillet, it was a bad experience.
Well, McDonald's, so y'all need to get y'all fish fillet game up. I don't know if you need to holler at us about it because we don't really rock with it like that. But maybe get your fish fillet game up. But shout out to Travis, man. Got him a little deal with McDonald's. Do you think his team reached out to McDonald's, or do you think McDonald's heard about his liking towards them?
I would say it was McDonald's that reached out, possibly, but you never know.
You never know. Okay, I can see that.
When you got that stature, there's a lot you could do.
That's a lot. What you got to think about is maybe the stuff that you got to think about when you talk about celebrities and things that they have going on, deals and all this stuff, we don't get to see what they turn down. They be turned down a lot. They do be turned down a lot. I give them that. We don't see because it could have been another company. This might have just been the right fit for him. I know we be always joking, but like McDonald's leave black people alone. Yeah. Leave black people alone. But yeah. This makes sense if that's what he want to do. And he getting money and it's helping the black community, I think, in some form or another. Off of the black community, I want to talk about the white community. So I got a homegirl that she's half black, half white. Mm-hmm. Her half white side. One day, I was asking her about pets, because, I was like, do you have a liking towards dogs, cats? She was like, yeah, I like more so dogs. You already know how we feel about cats on this podcast. Then she said, my sister.
This is the WAP kind?
Yeah, this is the WAP kind. We like WAP cats. her older sister has a pet raccoon. I have pictures. So I'm going to show you this first picture. I'm going to show you. I mean, I'm going to show put on the thing.
First of all, it's a baby raccoon.
That's. Let me see. Look how he's sitting, first off. Prestige and comfortable.
I ain't going to lie. This is a young raccoon. And that shit cute.
That's a cute raccoon. But that nigga's
sitting like, I don't know if he ready to fight me or he ready to play.
Here's the thing. I don't know. Just
you
like
you got to put that picture up.
When yeah, I'm gonna just. And that's the first thing. So this is another, I think when he's a baby, I think it's still baby raccoon.
See, anything,
it's cute.
Anything as a baby.
It's cute,
man.
As a baby. But here's the thing.
They got a leash on him.
Got a leash on him, I think. And then what we got here, this is him drinking water out the sink. First off, black people not putting no animal in this.
Oh, no.
In the sink.
See, this already lets me know I can't eat there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it for that house.
I just got to go pick up a Travis Scott meal before I get
there. Yeah, you'll eat a fish fillet first. Yes. Because you can't do that.
He's drinking out the kitchen sink.
He in the kitchen sink. So, like, dishes and stuff have to go in there. Dishes and stuff have to go in the kitchen sink. So, that can't work. And then the last one was just him by the computer, or sneaking up on him by the computer. And my thing is, like, no, I'm just not going to have a pet raccoon. They get bigger. And we've seen how big. Them niggas like dogs. They big. They get big. And my homegirl said it's mean to her. And the only way she combats it is she grabs a broom. So every time, because he's scared of a broom. So every time she come in the house, she goes straight to the kitchen, grab a broom, and then sit down. Mm-hmm. And every time he walk over there, she... you know, flick him with the.
So what is he trying to do to her? Is he just trying to cuddle?
I think he, like, I don't know if he. She said he'd be kind of rough sometimes. He'd be trying to swat at her and stuff like that. And so he take the broom and because he don't like her, I guess he said. He said he's nice to some people in the house, but to her, they don't fuck with each other. Since he been in the house, they don't fuck with each other. My thing is, I don't even know how often I'm gonna be at my sister's house knowing she got a raccoon because it's just a lot for me. It's going to be on my clothes.
It's a mixture of a dog and a cat. Like they it is. They agile, like, you know.
It is.
Do some cat shit, but they also could be like a dog.
And I don't know. I know people with pet squirrels, and now I know somebody with a pet raccoon. Do you think certain things just shouldn't be pets? Mammal-wise, yeah.
Maybe something that can kill you or really harm other people, definitely not. Or things that's not... things that's not used to the habitat, yeah. So if it get out, it could just mess up an ecosystem. Yeah. Like, imagine, like, when I was younger, I ain't gonna lie, I wanted piranhas.
Mm-hmm.
So I started doing my research, see mm-hmm. if I could get piranhas in Florida, and that was one of the states that's illegal to have piranhas.
Okay.
Because they worried, rightfully so, that maybe one day I'm gonna get tired of these piranhas, and mm-hmm. I'm gonna go and just dump it in a lake. They reproduce, and now we got a piranha issue in Florida, and they just eating up, and they messing up the ecosystem.
Fair.
So those things, yeah, but something like a raccoon, that could possibly fuck up an ecosystem too. They go untapped, maybe, I don't know, but if that was already there, and you said she got this because
I think it was hurt,
and she took it in.
Possibly, yeah.
That's different. It's, you know what I'm saying? I could see that happening. Me? I may able to call animal services. I did take it in, take it to vet or something.
You might take it in, patch it up for a second, possibly.
Yeah, but to keep a raccoon, like, that's life-altering. Not everyone going to be rocking with that raccoon. So if you get a dude that's scared of a raccoon, he ain't never going to come over there. Or
now, because he's scared of the coon, he ain't going to be able to get the poon. And then now you got a problem. So it's either you pick coon over poon. Like, you got to figure it out. But my thing is... Can't spoon or get the coon. When you got a coon.
So. And then for me, it's like risky. It could risk my life. Because if I'm with my coon, and someone said, get that coon out of here. I don't know if they talking to me or my coon.
And now you upset. So both now ends. I'm like,
hey, what you mean? Yeah, who you calling a coon?
First off, don't call my coon no coon. Yeah. And definitely don't call me no coon.
Exactly.
He's a raccoon.
Exactly. So I'm saying,
it's a lot to deal with. But yeah, once I seen it in the sink with the wise, I said, nah, I can't.
That's see, he a raccoon. I'm an ace boon coon.
You an ace boon coon.
So don't call us no coon without putting the stuff in front of it.
Come on now.
That's what I'm saying. It's just a lot of issues have as a black man owning a raccoon.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's not good. It's not good. I just want to talk about that real quick. And the next thing we want to talk about is, guys, I let Cam say it because he said it yesterday on his story.
The real is back. Football is back. Men are back. It's man season.
All women were complaining
the
yesterday.
Fall is man season.
Fall
back then.
Fall back. If you want to complain, back. Fall back.
Sundays is ours.
Because when you signed up for this when you signed up for this deal called the relationship, he told you at the beginning, he said, look, when my team come back on the plan, I'm going to be watching them. So he don't want to hear nothing because he already told you. You say you want him to be honest? He was honest. He said, look,
3 hours.
I need my 3 hours.
During that gameplay.
I'm not saying you can't come in and kick it with me. I'm not saying all that, but just know.
You can watch it.
You can watch it, but just know when it's on.
But here are the rules. It's on. Here are the rules.
Break down the rules.
My game.
Your game.
You know, I'll be watching games all day, but when it's my game, it's different rules.
Gotcha.
Don't ask me to change the channel right quick.
Okay, so that's number one.
Yeah. Don't be like, hey, this it's on commercial. Go there. No, because I don't want to miss a second.
So commercials and all, you there.
It's on one channel.
So y'all hear that, ladies? Commercials and all, you there, one channel. What's the next rule?
Don't try to be showing me memes and shit. Don't be asking me questions.
Okay.
During commercial.
Okay, if you show a meme, that's different because you taking the time, but they can't show
only
you
during commercial.
Okay, that's so you got a little bit of leeway. You got a little time in there if you wanted to see something funny. So that's you go ahead and understand.
Don't talk to me while it's in gameplay.
That's number three, or that's part of still number two.
I don't know.
Okay.
Don't talk to me while it's
live. Treat it like Kanye. Don't talk to me.
You can make commentary about the game.
Okay, but
don't be like...
Bringing up something.
Yeah, don't be trying to have a conversation with me that's not related to this.
Because, one, you're not going to get your honest, because I'm not here. You're not there.
One, I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
No, that's a straight... I don't want to hear nothing. I'm here. I've been waiting all week for this. This is my 1-3 hours.
You don't want to hear
this. Let me in. This is my me time.
Honestly, you got to give your man his. That's his time. That is his time.
This is
that's
my world right now.
It's his world. Let him have it. You want to come into the world? That's fine. But you can't come in and try to be a dictatorship.
I will welcome you into the world.
That's fair.
It's the rules that come in this world. Like,
that's fair.
The channel ain't getting changed when that game on.
Channel done.
Don't try to have conversations with me that's not related to what you see on that screen.
Got you.
During the live play.
If it ain't about Prescott, Ezekiel, Lamb, any of them names on there, you don't need to hear it.
Okay. I want to hear it.
Okay.
Unless it's something. Maybe if you saw something like they cut to the stands right quick, someone doing something funny. Okay. What are you talking about?
Because it's inside
of
the game.
As long as it's about that.
Okay. Cool. Cool. So just know.
Save everything else for commercial break. Okay. Then we can talk.
Okay. That's solid. That's not all bad. Right.
If you're not there, don't call me. Unless it's emergency.
Okay, emergencies only.
So I'm going to answer. If you my girl, if you my mom, my grandma,
yeah, you're going to answer for sure.
Hello, is it something serious?
Yes.
No, I will call you back.
Okay, cool. And that's honest. That's fair. I don't see nothing wrong
no
with
one
that.
Else gets the answer.
No one else gets the answer.
The fact that I'm answering, knowing how serious I am about
me.
Is it something serious? But you don't call. You know when the game
Yeah,
on.
I know the game. I'm here. Yeah,
so, even if you're not.
I know.
Is it
know
something not. Serious? No. Gotta go.
I'm like, yeah, they got a new fish at the McDonald's.
Gotta go.
But there's nothing wrong with setting boundaries when it comes to watching your football game. Because granted, if you wanted to watch something with your girls or something like that, we got to understand that. We got to let that go. We got to let you go do your thing. And here's the thing. We probably not going to. Yeah, go ahead. Do your thug nizzle. That's fine. But when game time on, game time
here's
on.
Here's another thing.
Yep.
You're going to see me a little bit out of character that you ain't used to.
Yeah.
I'm not a big time cursor. I don't curse a lot. Yeah. I don't even scream like that.
Yeah.
When my game is on, I'm cursing like that. I'm screaming like that, whether it's good or bad.
It's a lot of bleeps.
Whether it's good or bad.
Yeah.
I get it from my dad. That's how I grew up. He was yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
So I'm yelling at the TV.
Yeah.
It's only 3 hours.
But it's nothing. I think you got to. Because, like, if you don't yell at the TV, you don't want to take it out on nobody else. You got to get it out while you're in the game. Like, you got to just get it on out. Just let it out. And that's the best time to let it out. We shut the door. We don't bother nobody. We ain't asking nobody to do nothing. We just in here minding our business, watching a little football. And I think that's pretty simple. Ladies, if you listen to this right now and you got a man, I want you to tell him, listen, Dormtainment Boys broke it down. I understand. I'm gonna leave you alone. Emergencies, don't talk to them while the game is in action. If it's about the game, that's fine. But if it's about something else,
here's another thing. Don't plan anything around the time of my game.
Or close to the game.
It's not happening.
It's not happening. Once again, that's about knowing the schedule. That's about being on top of the schedule, understanding that, okay, he not going to want to go to do this thing that I want to do because his game is on. So he don't want to hear if I say, but baby, come on. He don't want to hear that because you already know what's up.
I haven't missed the game in 7 years.
He hasn't missed the game.
I don't plan on missing a game unless it's some serious, like a child's recital.
Child's recital.
My wedding.
His wedding.
But now, you know, I'm not really, you know. We can go to courthouse if you down.
Yeah, his wedding. You know what I'm saying? Certain things.
The delivery of the child. Someone severely sick. A serious emergency.
Yeah. Like, and he don't mean regular sick. He means serious.
I'm serious. Emergency. Like, you just... ate a scoop of blue cheese.
Now that's serious. That's a fucking emergency.
But for real, don't plan nothing close.
Yeah,
around it, definitely not during. It's not happening.
Yeah,
only thing I'll miss for is something serious, like for my child, or if you get an award for something, or if it's like an event for you that's serious, I will be there. Yeah. I will miss it for that. But
probably gonna have the alerts on my phone.
I'm gonna let you know depending what it is. How to, you know, see, like, you know, say I'm going to your work event.
Okay.
You giving a speech.
Cool. That's a very serious thing.
When you out there talking to your employees, the phone gonna be out. When you come back to get me, out of respect, I'm gonna be ready.
Yep.
I'm gonna be there for your speech.
If other people are talking, the phone gonna be
that's
out.
Fair. That's fair.
Because you know.
He letting you know. That's what you signed up
for. I'm letting you know off top. This is what you walking into.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna be living in his fantasy while he playing fantasy.
And it's only 5 months out of the year.
It's only five. That's less than half.
You got me once football season over.
It's only five. That's probably 3 months longer than the WNBA season.
Shit, some places winter longer than that. You get through that. So you get this one, like, this is just a and winter be 5 months, 24 hours a day. I'm talking about one day, 3 hours out of that day.
Come on, that's solid.
You can give me that.
You can give him that. So I agree with him. I think ladies, listen, he's telling you the blueprint. It's like Jay-Z. He's letting you know the blueprint. You know. Don't have any reasonable doubt about what he's talking about either. So, Joe Rogan.
So, he was on a podcast talking to someone, and they proposed the idea of having Joe Biden and Donald Trump come on there and debate for 4 hours while Joe Rogan is the moderator. No other people in the room, live, so no one edits it, and they just go. And the dude who was the guest on Joe Rogan tweeted that, said, who would want this? Trump retweeted it and said, I do. So, first, if that happens, going to break the internet.
Yeah.
It's going to break the internet. He will have to call either Spotify, YouTube, wherever he's going to stream it and say, are y'all ready for this much traffic?
And also, nobody will ever have a higher podcast number than that one. Joe Rogan got it.
Never. Yeah. Two, he doesn't believe Biden would do it because he don't think Biden can last 4 hours.
Trump said that.
No. Joe Rogan said that. Joe Rogan don't think he's mentally there. A lot of people don't think that, to be honest.
Okay.
And then two, a lot of people don't think he'll do it because they don't think he can last 4 hours with Trump. But I'll tell you what, if that happened, I'm there.
You gotta watch.
That's going to be one of the most interesting things to see in 2020. Imagine all the things we've seen in 2020 already.
That would be wild. Like you said, and then nobody will ever top that number. Joe Rogan got, he already got it.
That's his only condition. 4 hours, one room, no other people in there, no other cameras in there, and it got to be live.
I'm not mad at that.
Four hours.
That's a long time to debate, but I'm not mad at
it. Let's do it.
I'm not mad at it. Well, guys, that's pretty much it for us. Emmanuel was getting his computer worked on. I think he's building a computer. And since he's an Android user, I can only imagine what the computer's going to be. thank you for tuning in. Fuck blue cheese. Go get you a Travis Scott. If you've had the Travis Scott meal, let us know if it has any special sauce on it, some straight up sauce, or you know, some type of highest in the room sauce, or you know, any of that sauce on there. Don't have pet raccoons if you can help it, because I don't think you really need a pet raccoon unless you're helping it out.
And make your man a little snack, a little meal while you're watching this game.
Make your man a little snack, some wings without the blue cheese, of course. Make him some wings, you know, or a little pizza, some little homemade pizza. And then once he's satisfied, especially if his team win, you can be in for a good night.
That's definitely true, because me and Chaz, we used to like ask my dad to take us to Blockbuster if they won or not. So we'll be pulling for his team just so we can go to Blockbuster. Cause they won. We're like, hey, can we go to Blockbuster, get a game? Like, yeah, because he happy.
Oh, yeah.
If they lose, we do. We ain't getting nothing.
You better go
to
the room.
Go to the room. Because he ain't happy.
And there you go, guys. So thank you for tuning in. We will catch you next week on another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Make sure you watch the DT stories as usual. Make sure you follow everything, all the socials. And until next time, peace.
Yep.